You have to start somewhere, and these volunteers are starting here on the city's main street, where it's all too clear that a few days ago, this was a battlefield. For these men, it's personal. Whichever side they supported in the uprising, it was their town, once home to 80,000 people, that got destroyed. These are volunteers, working in the blazing sun.
We have come together to clean up our country and protect it and to stand up for our city. The city was destroyed by both the rebels and the Gaddafi forces. It was destroyed by both sides.
This is Ali Salah Azarga, a local merchant. He lost a lot in the fighting. This debris is from inside his house, which was hit by multiple explosive weapons. And this is the kitchen where his wife cooked the family meals. She and his four children left before the worst of the fighting, and now he can't bear to let her come and see what happened.
No. She hasn't seen this. If she saw it, she might faint. I can't let her come and see this until I fix it up and paint it.
Azarga's store fared no better. It was once a high-end paint and home decorating shop. Now it's a total loss. He estimates the damage at nearly $500,000, and he has no income and no way to finance the rebuilding of his life.
The United Nations said in its resolution that they want to protect civilians. I am a civilian. I'm asking the United Nations and the National Transitional Council for help for the civilians of Sirte.
Azarga's shop and house are in what was once a beautiful seaside neighborhood. Some say the rebel forces wreaked particular havoc in Sirte because they considered the residents to be Gaddafi supporters. Those who live here don't like to talk politics. They express optimism about the future, but they're short on details. These men don't know how their city can possibly be rebuilt, but they do know the first step is to clean up, so they're making a start on that. Al Pessin, VOA News, Sirte, Libya.